Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We know that Jesus will fix it. Glory to God. We thank and praise God on this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Callan McNeil this morning. Praise God. I thank and praise God for you, and you for allowing me to come into your home this morning, wherever you may be worshiping the Lord at. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus has a word for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We know that Jesus will fix it for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God because we know that Jesus will will fix it for you. It's already fixed, people of God. Hallelujah. All we got to do now is walk in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, glory to God. Just walk in it today. Amen. Praise God. Happy Sunday, everybody. Praise God. Y'all know how we do. We're just going to pray. Glory to God. Open up the airways. Praise God. Ask God to come aboard because we know, amen, that we can do nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory this morning, Lord God. We just thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for lifting up our soul today, lifting up our spirit today, Lord God. Open up our eyes today, God. Opening up our ears today, Father God, to hear what the Spirit is saying to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, glory to your name, Father. We ask, Father God, that you'll forgive us for our sins on today, God. We might have said something, done something, Lord God, that was not pleasing in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I ask you, Father, to have your way in our hearts, our minds, and our spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Release your power, God, this morning, God, to all the houses, oh, robo, shake, hold on to my fear. Glory to God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your spirit can reign freely, God, wherever we are at today. Day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, now as I have studied, Father God, I pray that the Holy Ghost would take control of my lips, God, in the name of Jesus, my heart and my mind today, Father God. Let Carolyn step aside that the Holy Ghost can rest, rule, and abide upon me, in me, through me, Father God, that I can speak a word of life, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, to all that's under the sound of my voice, Father God. Hallelujah. Break yokes today, God. Heal, deliver, God. Make free today, Father God. And we say thank you, Lord God, for the blessings that's bestowed upon us even now. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, people of God. Today, praise God, I'm going to go to Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew 26, amen, verses 69 through 75. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. But I want to say something to us today, hallelujah, and I want you to keep on saying it, hallelujah, in your life, that you will finish strong. Glory to God. Somebody say, I will finish strong in this hour. No matter what's going on, I will finish strong. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. This is the year, praise God, and we'll get ready to cross over, amen, into 2022. But we want to continue to finish strong. Hallelujah. No matter what we see, glory to God, glory to God. We will finish strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm patting myself. Carolyn, you're going to finish strong. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in verse number 69, starting at 69, now Peter sat without in the palace. And a damsel came unto him saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you sayest. When he was going out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man, he said. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he began, he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. It crowed, y'all. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice, three times. And he was, and then he went out, and then he wept bitterly. He cried, people of God. But the thing I thought about, praise God, is I'm getting ready to go in the word, but hallelujah, glory to God. In verse number 73, it says, and after Ralph came unto him, they that stood by, and said to Peter, surely thou, you are the one, you're one of them, because your speech betrays you. You talk like Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you're with Jesus for a long time, you begin to start talking like him. Yeah, your speech betrays you, he said. Here, have you ever been in a situation in which things were getting pretty good? And it's going good. All things are going good. And then you did something to screw it up. You find yourself in a jam and don't know exactly what to do. Has there ever been a time in your life in which you were sure that you could do something, intended to do it, started to do it, and then found it was more difficult than you thought it was going to be? One thing we all have in common is the ability to mess up a good thing, a good situation. And the ability to think we're stronger than we really are. Because sometimes we do. Praise God, we got the word of God. We read, we pray, we do all these things. But hallelujah, sometimes somewhere down the line, we think that we have the ability, glory to God, to be stronger than we really are. People, God, we all messed up. When we look at the word of God, we find that God is real in talking with us about real life situations and how we can screw up a good plan God has for our lives. When we do, we find ourselves wanting to just give up. But the good news of the gospel is that even when we blow it, God has a plan for our lives. I'm amazed at how God wants to use people who recognize, come on, they do not deserve to be used. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I don't feel like I'm deserved to be used. I had a messed up life. I did this. I did that. And I screwed up. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. So we feel that we don't deserve to do what God has called us to do. We don't deserve, praise God, the blessings of God. I don't know, praise God, but somewhere down the line, we think that we don't deserve some things in life. God just does not seem to give up on us. Even though God knows the real deal about us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Now look at this. I'm going to talk about Peter, but I want to go somewhere else for a minute. When we hear of Abraham and Sarah, we think of these people who walk so close to God that they never made any mistakes. When Abraham was a young man, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in his 70s, or early 80s, God had told him he was going to have a son. After about 10 or 15 years of trying to get pregnant, come on, when Abraham was in his 80s and Sarah in her 70s, they thought they needed to try a new method. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm going to change the word of God. I'm going to try it my way. Come on. So they're going to try a new method. Sarah came up with the idea that she must be at fault. So she told Abraham, I'm going to give you my servant Hagar so that you can have or go into her. She will get pregnant, and then we'll raise that child as our own. This must be what God intended. Now, Hagar was about to become the most important of all the women in the clans of the people. She's about to be or get special top-notch treatment with everything going on for her. Nothing is going to be spared for her. But the moment she finds out that she is pregnant, she starts hating on Sarah and putting her down. Not only this, when her son grows up, come on, she passes his attitude on down to him. Come on, my God, I give you glory. When Sarah does get pregnant at the age of 90, come on, for all the ones that think they so old, come on. God can use you, glory to God, no matter what age you may become. So she's 90 in the way God intended, and her son is born. Hagar boys makes, he makes fun of his brothers. He jokes in a very negative way about the old woman having a son. For Sarah, this is the last straw. And she demands that Abraham send them both away. Hagar and her son Ishmael had it all. But because of their attitude, they lost it and find themselves in the desert. Their supplies has run out. They're looking now at death. Hagar could run through the scenes of her mind of how her action had led her to this place. Because sometimes, glory to God, our mind can be jacked up and lead us to places that God don't want us to go to. That's a desert place where she was at. She knew they were going to die. And she was ready to give up. Somebody say, I'm going to finish strong no matter what it looks like. Even though they had blown it, God did not give up on them. Come on. When God looked down, oh my God, I give you glory. He did not see two dying individuals. Somebody say, when God looks down, come on, Holy Ghost. When God looks at my life, God knows all about your people of God. God ain't give up on them, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Even in our mess up, God sometimes, amen, praise God, bring us out and to bless us. But it's not the place that we stayed there, praise God, because God knew what would happen at that time. He saw two people who were going to become a great nation. God opened Hagar's eyes to see the well of water right there in the middle of the desert. There is someone here whose actions have led them to a very low point in their lives. And you are just about ready, come on, Holy Ghost, to give up. You would love to undo the past. But you know you can't go back and change what happened. Come on. You could be having a hard time with someone close to you. It might be even your fault that you find yourself where you are. But recognize that your past behavior has not canceled God's call on your life. If you would just get up, come on, and follow the word of the Lord, there is a well of water there in your desert. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Just keep praying for the Lord to show you the well. Come on. And know that God has not forgotten you. I don't know how long Hagar and Ishmael wandered in the desert before their supplies ran out. But their wanderings led them to a place where God could open her eyes to see the well. God knows how long your little supplies are going to last. God knows how long your grace is going to last. God knows how long you're going to stay in that place, in that desert place, in that place with no pastures. There's a place, amen, of that place. There are going to be times also in our lives. You hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning? In our lives, where our failures is not going to be intentional. We are going to really mean what we say. Our commitment is going to be genuine when we make it. Hallelujah. Listen to this. One night, Jesus was in a somewhat slumber and a downcast mood. As a matter of fact, it was his last night of freedom on the earth before being arrested and voluntarily giving up his life on the cross. Jesus. Come on, somebody say Jesus, because Jesus is the one, amen, praise God, that's recognizing you and me. Jesus and the disciples had eaten the Last Supper together. And Jesus had told them that one of them would betray him. They all wanted to know who it was. Jesus would not tell them that it was Judas. Come on, Holy Ghost. Later that night, after they had sung a hymn, they went outside. Judas was no longer with them because he had left to betray Jesus. Now, it's Jesus and the faithful 11. Perhaps the disciples recognized that Judas was no longer with them and that maybe he was the one who would betray Jesus. While this thought may have been calculating through their heads and their minds, Jesus makes another pronouncement. He says, tonight, come on, Holy Ghost, tonight, glory to God, every one of you will fall away because of me. In other words, all of you are going to betray me. Yes, each and every one of you. If Jesus came walking up to the pulpit right now, come on, Holy Ghost, and said to us all, come on, all that's listening on this line today, all of us, me, you, and everybody, come on, if he walked on the pulpit today and said to all of us, go, one of you is going to betray me this week. Most of us would start thinking about who is going to do this and what awful thing is he or she going to do. But what happens if Jesus says, all of you are going to betray me this week? What image swirls around in your head? Not saying that you're going to do something. I'm making a pronouncement, praise God, a double shaya of the word of God, amen. Example for God. I believe, God, that you're going to finish strong, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Some words come, amen, to wake us up, praise God. Some words come to let us see a goal. Clearly, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So here, what awful thing is he or she going to do? But what happens if Jesus says, all of you, they might, but not me, Lord. I ain't going to do that to you, Jesus. I would never do that to you, Lord. But listen what happened. Peter was one of the top three of the disciples of the 12. Jesus had pointed out that not only was Peter in the top three, he would become the number one, come on, disciples at one point. Peter tried to encourage Jesus by saying, Lord, you can count on me no matter what. Even if all these other guys turn their backs on you, I will never do it. Jesus then tells Peter, I tell you the truth. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times, he said. You would think that would have ended the matter and the discussion, but it did not. Peter responded one more time. Even if I have to die with you, he said, I will never disown you. His word inspired the other disciples to all say the same thing. They all, come on, they are all making a commitment. But they do not understand all the cost that is going to be involved. Have we counted up the cost of following Jesus, people of God? Ah, Shatu, through the trials, through the tribulations, through whatever we go through, have we counted up the cost? When God tells us that we are going to betray him, God not only knows the future, God knows what is in the human heart. When things do not go our way or in the way we expect them to go, it is far too easy to betray our Lord and Savior. We can take sides or positions or say things that show we are not on the Lord's side. We have to choose to not betray Christ in those situations. Because soon as something don't go our way, I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. I don't want to be involved in that church. I don't want to hear nothing about that preacher. I don't want nothing to do with the saints of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Because it didn't go our way. When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, all of the disciples was ready to fight to the death. Peter pulls out a sword and cuts off one of the attacker's ears. Jesus told them, put away your sword and stop fighting. Don't you know I could have called 72,000 angels at my side right now? Because they didn't understand, hallelujah, the life of Jesus. Even though they walked with him, they didn't understand the God that's in Jesus. He said, I could call 72,000 angels at my side right now. When he had said that, the disciples probably expected the angels to show up. But they did not. Instead, Jesus reaches out his hands for the thief to arrest him, for all of them to arrest him and carry him away. The disciples did not mind going out with the fight, but they were not able to voluntarily just give up their lives. They said, hey, we are out of here. I'm out of here. I'm not taking no more of this. Can't do it no more. Can't walk through these trials no more. Can't stand going through this stuff no more. They all deserted him and fled. Somebody say, I'm going to fled the strong. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. I know, praise God. I thank God for this message this morning, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because we all subject to run when trials and everything get a little heavy. We all have a mind sometimes and say, I can't do this no more. Peter was one of the disciples that tried to mingle in with the crowd to see what was going to happen to Jesus. But having been one of the top three disciples when Jesus was popular, come on, when everything's popping, come on, when everything's going right, when we going out casting out demons and everything else, but when everything come up against them, come on, then Jesus was popular. Others began to recognize him. He was standing there trying to keep warm by the fire. A servant girl came and said, I recognize you, Peter. Come on. I recognize you, Carolyn. Come on. I recognize you. You was also with Jesus of Galilee. Peter tried to play it off by laughing and saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Have you ever tried to play it off, your faith, to be a part of the crowd, people of God? He then got up and went to the gateway. Another girl saw him and said to the group, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. This time Peter tried to be a little more forceful with the argument. He said, I swear under oath, I don't know the man. Peter did not know how to keep his mouth shut, because people listened closely to him as he was talking. This time a group of guys walked over to him and said, look, man, we can hear your accent from being up from the north, the south, the west, wherever you from, praise God, hallelujah. How are you going to say you don't know the man when you're from the same place? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. What's the real deal here, Peter? Peter is getting scared now that he got a group coming up after him. This time, he goes all out. If I'm lying, let there be a curse on me, he said. Come on, I'm paraphrasing my mama. And anything else I hold dear, I swear to you, I don't know the man. As the word rolled off his tongue, he heard the rooster crowing. Come on, Holy Ghost. Just like Jesus said, yes, Holy Ghost, what happened? Would it be helpful if we heard the rooster crow each time we betrayed Christ? I wanted you to know there is a rooster that crows, that called the Holy Spirit. Every time we mess up, every time that we walk out of God and do what we want to do, go our own way, the rooster do crow. It's called the Holy Spirit, people of God. It's crying out, glory to God. If you are walking with the Lord, when you sin is going to do, it's going to bother you spiritually. I don't know, praise God. When I do something wrong, man, I'll be so eat up inside, praise God. I have to go back to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I repent. Lord, I didn't say that right. Lord, I didn't think that right. Lord, glory to God. Forgive me, Jesus. But spiritually, it's going to jack you up if you got Jesus on the inside of you. You will get a sense of remorse and guilt if you can do wrong without feeling a need for repentance. Then chances are you are not saved. Come on. Or you just don't have the Holy Ghost, or you just don't care. The moment Peter heard that rooster, he heard the words of Jesus. Before the rooster crows, he said, you will deny me three times. Peter went out that gate. And he cried. He bitterly cried. Hallelujah. He wept before. Come on, somebody. He cried like a baby. Praise God. God knows where we're at, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Some of you know the feeling of having the weight of what you've done come down upon you all at once. Does somebody say, I'm going to finish strong? It is a burden that gets too heavy to bear. The devil would like nothing more than for us to carry that burden in secret for as long as possible to keep us from coming back to the Lord. Somebody say, come on back. Come on home. Come on home, prodigal child. Peter never expected to get to that place. After all, Jesus had told him he was going to be the rock upon which the church was going to be built. See, we don't know, praise God, between this time and that time, but God already knew. He already changed your name. Peter was going to be that rock. He already knew it, praise God. That's Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm going to finish strong. If you had looked, Peter, at that moment, crying bitterly, what would you have seen? A person who was phony. A person who was a failure. A person who could no longer could be trusted. A person who was on his way back to the right relationship with God. To be equipped for the ministry of Jesus Christ to make a difference in the lives of others. When others fall or fail, so often all we see is the failure at that moment, especially when we never saw it coming. A person's point of failure is not always the best place to judge a person by. There may be more to the person than what we are looking at that moment. Be slow to react on your anger. When we fail, Jesus sees us before the failure, during the failure, and after the failure, all in the same moment of time. That is why he told Peter, come on, I want you to talk to me this morning. That's why he told Peter, he said, listen, Peter, Satan has asked permission, come on, Holy Ghost, to shift you like wheat. But listen to what Jesus said. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And after you are restored, Peter, you will go back and you will strengthen your brothers. Jesus was telling him not to give up in advance. Come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I don't even know who I am. I messed up. I got jacked up. I failed a lot of times, but I'm going to get back up because Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows where I'm at. Jesus knows, praise God. He didn't count me out, but somebody else counted me out, praise God. People of God, don't count your family out. My God, I give you glory. Anyone around, we're too quick to talk, praise God. Thinking that they're not going to make it, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, because they're still out in the bar. They're still, praise God, still going down the slide. Of poles and out there in the street, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, drinking and smoking, praise God, just because we got delivered from those things, my God, I give it glory. We can't look down on nobody else because Jesus has a plan and a purpose for their lives. Don't give up too quickly on them. Don't talk about them too quickly because we don't know the oil upon their head. We don't know, praise God, that God called Peter. He called, even though Peter, he told Peter, you're going to mess up, Peter, but I pray for you, praise God. I already prayed for you. Jesus already prayed for you, people of God. He prayed for all of us in the garden. There were no disciples there when Peter denied Jesus those three times. So how do you think the story made it into the Word of God? Peter, at some point, humbled himself before the other disciples and told them, fellows, here is how I betrayed the Lord three times. Somebody got a story to tell. Somebody's going to bring somebody else out. God is going to use your mess up to save the nation. He said, three times I denied knowing Jesus. Forgive me for my boasting, he said. My thinking I was somehow better than the rest of you in my faith. His repentance led to a change in his attitude and his action. After Jesus had died and been resurrected from the dead, he had appeared before the disciples twice when they were in a house. They were supposed to go to Galilee to wait for Jesus to appear there. While waiting, they did not know what to do. So Peter said, here go Peter again. I'm going fishing. six of the disciples says, well, we'll go with you. They were going back to doing what they had done before Jesus called them to the ministry. They fished all night and caught nothing. Jesus was on the shore and he yelled to them, oh, Shato Rabba Sikuyatadamasia, look, if you throw the net, come on, Holy Ghost, on the right side of the boat, come on, my God, I give you glory, you'll get a catch. They did. And they caught so many fish, about 153 large ones, that the net almost broke. The disciple John said, that guy has to be the Lord who told us to throw our net on the other side. Peter jumped into the water to be the first one to get to Jesus. Oh, my God, I give it glory. How many jumping right now to get to Jesus? Jesus was already cooking the fish for them. Y'all getting hungry? Jesus already cooking the fish for them, because y'all know, I know all y'all like this. Jesus already cooking the fish for them to eat. Well, they sat and had a good time eating. But there is this kind of awkwardness taking place. For instance, why were they fishing for fish when Jesus had told them to fish for people? Another question. Who was to be in charge since Peter had failed pretty miserably? They were not even sure if Jesus fully knew what Peter had done. So as they are gathered around each other, Jesus starts to break the ice on the question that really people wanted to ask but did not know how. Oh, yes. There's some people in our lives that want to ask questions, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know where God got you at right now. They don't know what God's doing in your life. So they don't know how to ask you. Jesus looks at Peter and say, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Peter brings Jesus back to the first time of the meeting together by calling him Simon, son of Jonah. After all, it was Jesus who told him, your name will become Peter. The name Peter meant rock. When Jesus asked, do you love me more than these? What he's asking Peter, he could be asking one of three things, or of them all. Do you love me more than these men love me? Do you love me more than you love these men? Do you love me more than the lifestyle you can get from this fishing? So if Jesus was asking us, this is going to mean something slightly different for each of us depending upon where our treasure is. Where is our treasure, people of God? What do we hold more dearly, our money, our things, or the kingdom of God? We barely want to sometimes give God what belongs to him. How does our commitment level to Christ compare to others in the body of Christ? Are you faithful? Are we faithful as a member, or do we just show up? Does our approval and the praise we get from other people mean more to us than having God's approval on our lives? Are we more interested in living in comfort than in living in Christ? Do you love Jesus more than these? Peter wraps them all up in three. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. Peter wraps them all three in one and says, Lord, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus says, feed my lambs. Those lambs represent the people who are coming to Christ that Jesus loves dearly. Jesus instructed Peter to be responsible for them. Now, you would expect Jesus to then look over at John or Thomas, James, and put them to the test. But he doesn't. Jesus looks again at Peter and says, Simon, son of Jonah, do you truly love me? Can you love Jesus even when you don't feel like it? Can you love Jesus when you lost everything? Can you love Jesus when it's just you and Jesus and nobody else to see what you're doing? Can you love Jesus because you know he died for you, and without him, you have no hope? We have no hope. Peter was a little surprised that Jesus had come back at him again. Some of us would have said, aren't you going to ask these other guys? But Peter responds, yes, Lord. You know that I love you. This time, Jesus responds, take care of my sheep. He's telling Peter, you are to be in charge of the mature saints as well. You take care of them for me and watch over them. Jesus then says, oh, by the way, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? At this point, Peter took it personally that Jesus had asked him three times and his feelings was hurt. Can we say that we love Jesus for who he is or for what he gives us? He's thinking, why does he not believe what I am saying? At this point, some of us would have given up and got up and walked away in a huff. We know how we do. We got anger problems sometimes, praise God. But we got to get that thing under subjection of the power of the Holy Ghost and bring those things into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring those things in, people of God. Don't you have the love of God in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you, praise God? Yes, Holy Ghost. I don't need this kind of harassment. That's what we probably say. We forget that it was our own action that led us to the place that we are in. Peter keeps his hurt inside. With all the eyes of the other six staring at him, and he says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus tells him again, feed my sheep. Who is God talking to, people of God? What is Jesus doing here? Well, he is making it sure that Peter understands and trusts and confidence Jesus has in him. Three times Peter has stood boldly and denied that he had known the Lord. Three times. He humbly stands and proclaims his love for the Lord. Jesus letting the others know that he knows all about Peter's three failures. He was more interested in Peter's three affirmations. I need you to affirm these things. Are you going to affirm your yes, Peter, than the failures? He also let them know that Peter is to be over the lambs and the sheep. Come on, Holy Ghost. He is still going to be the rock. Come on, my God, I give you glory. I love that word. He was the rock. Come on, my God, I give you glory. He is still the rock upon the church which Jesus built. Jesus then his future would be like, including the death that would glorify God. Peter had no idea of all that would go through in the making of his commitment. Come on, Holy Ghost. We don't know what we're going to go through, praise God, when we commit to this thing, praise God, of preaching the gospel, leading the global sequel of our son, the people, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Whatever we're doing in God, we don't know, praise God, yet God, what we're going to go through when we make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Are we failing at people, God, and seeing God's plan accomplished in his life? I don't know what commitment you may have made to God, to yourself, or to someone else, in which you failed and maybe failed miserably. But listen, people of God, there is a but. But today may be the day your rooster is crowing and it's time for you to admit it so that you can, come on, begin again to enter into the right relationship with God. You don't have to quit the faith. Come on, Holy Ghost. You don't have to quit. Come on. You don't have to quit the struggle. Come on. The call is to let Jesus walk with you through it. It was painful for Peter to be asked those questions by Jesus. It was painful to be humble in front of others. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. But nobody had doubt that Peter had been forgiven and restored to the place that God had for him after that day with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm being restored today. Where do you need restoration today? What relationship need to be mended today? If you're willing to live for Jesus, there's strength available to keep you from giving up. God will do something new. Come on, somebody say new. New in your life. It comes with the price tag, people of God. Of paying the price to follow Jesus. Are you willing, people of God, to follow Jesus? No matter what you go through. Somebody say, I'm going to finish strong in this hour. The Bible says when Jesus called Peter the rock, praise God, when Peter got himself restored, he went back and preached down the house. People got saved. The Bible says 5,000 got saved. 3,000 got saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But people of God, don't count nobody out. We don't know the power, the anointing, the alabaster box that's somebody else is carrying. Maybe God said, you know the Messiah. I don't care if they messed up, but I can still use them in this hour, people of God. I can still bless them in this hour. I can still use them as fishermen of men. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God. Is God asking you a question today? Is Jesus asking you a question today? Are you willing to follow me all the way? Somebody say, I'm going to finish strong in this hour. My God, I give you glory. I would not let the rooster crow out for me. I yet got better about son. I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. Why? Because he has a blessing in his hand. No matter what's going on, I will look to the hills with coming my help. My help comes from the Lord. My strength comes from the Lord. My ability comes from the Lord. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. That's Holy Ghost. Because I hear the Spirit of God says, many have been through trials and tribulations. And sometimes you want to throw in the towel. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But it's not the time, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, to throw in the towel, people of God. It's a time to believe him like you never believed him before. It's a time to trust him like you never trusted him before. Because when he brings you out, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God. The Bible says, they quote out of our son. Ah, glory to God. Peter, when he went out, praise God, people got saved. People begin to speak in tongues that never spoke in tongues. He had the power of God upon him. When we are restored back to new, praise God, there's a new power that rests ruling abide upon us, people of God. God knows what he's doing in your life. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. But we thank God today, glory to God, that we will stand strong. We thank and praise God on this day. Hallelujah. Even the people ran out in the streets, because they was healing just by the shadow of them walking by. My God, I give you glory. Their eyes was open. My God, I give you glory. The deaf could hear, the blind could see, the lame could walk, people of God. God used Peter in a mighty way. My God, I give you glory. I'm not saying, praise God, that God's going to put the same anointing on you, praise God. But I know God said, greater works will we do in this season. So I'm telling you, people of God, don't you give up. When you mess up, get back up again. Again, my God, I give you glory. The Bible said in the Messiah, he looked down high at the Messiah. Jesus looked down, praise God. He see the children of men. He know the righteous. He know how messed up. He knows it before it happened. Praise God, my God, I give you glory. And people of God, if you got people in your family and they're still in the street, they're still doing what they're doing. My thing for you, people of God, to keep praying for them. We don't know the anointing upon their lives. We keep looking at them, say, oh my God, look at what they're doing, look what they do, oh, where they going, oh, glory to God. But people of God, we don't know, praise God, what God has in store for somebody else. Why we count them out? We cannot count them out. They didn't, oh yes, Holy Ghost, Jesus did not count Peter out. He already told him, Peter, I have already prayed for you, praise God. He said, I pray for you, glory to God, glory to God. The same way God is praying, he's praying for us, praise God. We're going to finish strong, people of God. That is my message for today. We will finish strong. My God, I give you glory. Come on, people of God, give God the glory. Give God the glory. I'm going to go to a song and I'm going to come back. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. I'm coming back. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. To finish what God has given me and to pray over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will stand strong.
This ain't no ordinary. Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his God, I'ma give it all I have at this moment. Come on, help me say, yo,
this ain't no ordinary
word. Oh, no, it ain't, no, it ain't, no, it ain't.
This ain't no ordinary
word. Yeah, yeah. The God of service. Crucified for you and me. Oh,
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is no ordinary worship. Amen. I'm going to give them all I have. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to finish strong. Hallelujah. Keep telling yourself, praise God, every day you get up, Lord, help me to finish strong. Hallelujah. Without the strength of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God on this day. I thank God for all of you. Amen. That came on this morning with me and Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. I pray that God will continue to bless you. Amen. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Amen. Praise God that everything that you touch shall prosper. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And your cabinets. Come on, somebody say, my barns will stay filled. Glory to God because Jesus in full control. With that being said, amen. I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Don't forget on Tuesday, amen, Bishop Thurman Brother will be on Undisputed Truth Ministries. Praise God, hallelujah, at 6 p.m. Thursday, praise God, hallelujah. Pastor Inona Waters, amen, True Vine International Ministry will be on at 6 p.m. Praise God, you get a word, amen, from MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. So we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for them, and we continue to pray for them, pray for their strength as they do the work of the Lord. Amen, praise God. With that being said, don't forget, praise God, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I'm in prayer time at 6 a.m. If you have not gotten the number, contact me, 302-883-9799. We have prayer in the morning, our morning empowerment with the Lord. Amen. So I thank and praise God for you. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, do so. Call me, praise God. We're going into a new year, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We want to support the kingdom of God. It's not about me, people. It's about God's kingdom. Plant a seed in the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the radio station can continue, amen, to do what God has called it to do. Without your help, without you, people of God, amen, praise God. There'll be no ministry because you are the listeners. Amen. Praise God that God has sent in this hour. With that being said, praise God, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray out. Hallelujah. I pray that you was all blessed. Amen. Don't forget, people of God, you have to tell yourself every day, glory to God. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit to finish strong. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us go into the new year packing power. Come on. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word today, Father God. I pray that, yes, Holy Spirit, that we all have partaken of your word, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, for I know that I am first partaker, but I pray for all of us on today, Lord God, that we will finish strong, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord God, that you'll continue to bless everything, Lord God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless our families, Lord, our loved ones, Lord God, that's not saved, Lord God, that we are waiting for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the prodigal child, Lord God, that came and went back out there again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all our family. We pray, glory to God, that you'll continue to have your way, Father God. Everyone that's connected to us, God, we ask that you bless them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for opening our eyes, our ears, glory to God, in this hour, Father God, to receive your word, Father God. But now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us fathers before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, people of God. Love you, love you, love you. Happy Sunday. Glory to God. And guess what? Jesus loves you too. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.